And great to have you company right across the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network and Heard First on the mighty 2SER in Sydney. I'm Paul Gough. This is Chimes, a program that celebrates all manner of great guitar pop from the 60s through to now, and we'll be visiting most eras in between on this edition of the program. Some great music from last year. The music of Red, Pinks and Purples will kick off the show in just a moment. We'll hear from Longbeard, another excellent release from last year. Our focus on Jacuzzi Boys, who sort of burst onto the scene around 10 years ago with some excellent garage pop. We'll hear three tracks from them and we'll delve into the past, the history of the East Side Kids, a group out of Hollywood in the late 60s. Plus much, much more. A couple of big names you'll know as well. But let's start with Red, Pinks and Purples. It's the music, or the songs, written by Glenn Donaldson, who's had such an amazing career across many different genres, more in the freakier end of town. Bands like Giant, Skyflower Band, Bird Tree, Art Museum, Sky Green Leopards. But this album that came out last year just mines the perfect jangly pop of the 80s and 90s. From the release Anxiety Art, let's kick off with the opening track. This is Dead End Days.
Love demands jealousy, brutality. I'm beaten down, so set me free. Let's talk about the good old days, all the unsolved dead days. Life is coming apart. Your nostalgia's just a knife in my heart. Charlie, overflow with it. Roll it into the glass and take another drink. Now that you have all that you need, don't worry about me. Thank you.
For a long time, and one of those groups where I used to see their records in the stores and for some reason didn't jump on them. Perhaps they didn't have the same sort of buy me kind of stickers that Waterfront Records used to place on them. They're from Leeds. They're called the Parachute Men. They formed in 85 and disbanded in 1990, and the track I've played for you is one of those tracks that whenever I hear it, I go, oh, who is this? Why isn't this in my collection? It inevitably is, but I've only got it on a compilation. Maybe if I'd said from Parachute Men, it's on a compilation called Lie to Me, and I'm pretty sure I have their Earth, Dogs and Eggshells album, which was their second, sort of came out not long afterwards they broke up, on vinyl. But as most of my vinyl is in storage, I can't honestly remember. But just a really great sound. And I think that song is their best. For me, they absolutely nailed it with Maybe If I Said. We started with Red, Pinks and Purples, and I would suggest that that is an inspirational sound for Glenn Donaldson. He wrote these songs as he went on walks around the Golden Gate Park in his home of San Francisco, going to the shops, and jotted them down and then recorded them in his kitchen. So it's a very sort of homegrown affair. But I think he's a brilliant songwriter. As I said, many different disciplines of sound. There seems to be a fair bit popping out from Red, Pinks and Purples, Anxiety Art, that album, but there's been a few singles that have come out since then. You are tuned to a little program called Chimes. If you'd like to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Please drop me a line. Chimes@2scr.com is my email. This record that came out last year from Longbeard, a.k.a. Leslie Bear, is such a beautiful sound, and at times her phrasing reminds me a little of Andy Schauf, the great sort of pop songwriter out of Canada. I don't know, there's just something in her tone that reminds me of that. But this album is both gentle and relatively melancholic. A really beautiful album that was recorded while she was studying computer science, and there is a sort of a wiping away of some of the hazier aspects of her early recordings with this album. Just one of those records, as I said, that came out last year and I jumped on it straight away and absolutely loved it and was listening this week and thought, I know what I need to do. Share it with you. From Longbeard, I'm sure you like this one. This is Getting By.
Thank you.
That is one of my absolute favourite tracks from Songs, from their debut EP. And I remember when I first heard it, I really did think I'd stumbled across some long-lost artifact out of New Zealand in the 80s. But as time went on, they added their own special twist to their music. They were always very difficult to search online. And even now, when I was reminding myself, typing in Songs plus even the song title gave you many other options other than the band themselves. Came out on Pop Frenzy, and I was lucky enough to see them a couple of times in those early days. And we heard Keeping It Clean from their debut EP. Such a great release. They had a couple of albums as well. And if you don't remember them, go and check out Songs. You'll find their music online. As I said, you have to put in Songs and Pop Frenzy. That'll help you find them. We started with Long Beard. That's a great sound, isn't it? We played you the track Getting By. And in just a moment on Chimes, we'll explore the music of Jacuzzi Boys.
Already watched your favourite shows on Netflix and not sure what to do with your next week of isolation? Bring a little art into your bedroom and explore Head On Photo Festival. This year, the festival has moved completely online, so you can still access all the best of the festival's pieces in the comfort of your own home. That's right, Sydney, we don't have to miss out on our beloved photography festival. Access all the exhibitions at headon.com.au. 2SER is a proud media partner of Head On Photo Festival.
There was a period of time, I guess it was around 2007, in about a 2 or 3 year window, where there was this rush of great noisy garagey pop that I remember reading on either a blog or a mailing list. The term that came up was new weird punk, which I thought was a kind of a strange one, but it certainly, there was, I guess, maybe the very first tendrils of post-punk influence starting to creep into garage pop and yielded bands like Tyvek and Jacuzzi Boys. They formed in Miami, Florida, and I stumbled across one of their more recent efforts. When I say recent, it was I think 2016. But when I listened to that, it sounded very different. They'd taken on almost a more muscly glam rock aspect to their particular sound. But their early works I loved and have some of their early singles as well. We're going to start with their very first single. I thought I'd just sort of give you a little snapshot into the great, that earlier stuff, which I think was absolutely a winner. A trio will start with their first single called Bricks or Coconuts, and then we'll dip into a track from their first album, No Seasons, and the one that followed that, Glazin', from 2011. Hope you like the sounds of Jacuzzi Boys.
Ah!
The sounds of Jacuzzi Boys there, three tracks, and chronologically starting from their earlier output to more or later output. I didn't dig, as I said, into the last album, Ping Pong. It sort of changed shape a little for me. Dust, I still liked it, but it probably doesn't fit the program, is a better way of putting it. Dust from their album Glaze, and we heard Throwing Stones and their first single, Bricks and Coconuts. And this trio had, I think, a really great ability to write a catchy tune, and it certainly sounded like something you'd find on one of the archival 60s compilations that like Boulders or Pebbles that you can find, you know, that history of kids with musical instruments in their parents' garages. There was that little touch of lo-fi to their sound as well, but yeah, a big fan of Jacuzzi Boys. Hope you liked it as well. This is a little program called Chimes that celebrates great guitar pop throughout the ages. Now to a release that came out right at the start of the year from a duo from Madison, Wisconsin. I don't know much about them. Again, it's something I discovered online. Thank you, Bandcamp. And this is from their self-titled debut EP. They're called Autoform, and this is the opening track. It's a pay what you want option on their Bandcamp site. Check them out because they've got a really, I guess, that slightly Velvet's melancholic psych feel to them. Autoform's Cranes.
Thank you.
There's a release from 2013. It's the sound of Sunray, a group from the UK that dabble in everything from 11-minute bruising kraut rock through to the 8 miles high jangle in one of their tracks called Revelation. Whole album, Full Circle, is really great. And I chose that, as I said, a little more low-key 60s feel that I thought played really well off Autoform's track I shared with you called Cranes, is how we started that set. The track I shared with you from their album, Zona Rosa, came out on the excellent Enraptured label that released some really amazing singles. In fact, I was unaware it was still going into 2013. I seem to have releases from the likes of Windy and Carl going back to the early 2000s from that label. This is Chimes on 2SCR. There's so many I mentioned earlier about a band that sounded, I think it was Jacuzzi Boys, I said, that could have been on one of those long-lost 60s compilations that trawl through and find hardworking young bands that never quite made it. There's series like Pebbles and Boulders and Nuggets. And one that I found in more, I guess, recent times was a series called Fading Yellow, which while it certainly looked at the garage pop, there was a more of a Baroque overflow into the sounds that were coming out, more of a singer-songwriter styling and quite fruity productions at times. A series that I nearly fell over when I heard because there were so many new bands to me on that. I'm going to play you a track from Volume 3, but a group who are also very rooted in the garage pop scene. They started out under the name of The Sound of the Seventh Son, released a couple of singles around 1967, and then changed their name to the East Side Kids. They were based in LA and were pretty much, I guess, had, after a lot of hard work, gained a really strong reputation as quite a professional and solid-sounding band. In fact, Jimmy Greenspoon, who played piano, went on to form Three Dog Night many, many years afterwards. But they released this one single in 68 that is really fantastic, and I've listened to both the A and B side on YouTube, but you can find this particular track on this compilation, as I mentioned, called Fading Yellow, Volume 3. This is the East Side Kids, and take a look in the mirror.
Take a look in the mirror that's hanging on your wall. What at first looked so pretty isn't really after all. I'd like to help you, but you just won't open your eyes. That's a game that you're playing. It's a game filled with lies. 'Cause the face that you're wearing is just a disguise. You'll find the real you.
Now, I know you know that I like to dig out a lot of obscure tracks and in the name of showcasing great music you may not have heard of. I'd be very surprised if you don't know that classic track from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Green River. Listen to the guitar, because the guitar has exactly what I love about jangly guitar music. It's got the riffs. It's a really fantastic song written by John Fogerty, based on a spot where he used to go on his holidays. But he said that the title itself he got from the label of a soda pop bottle, a flavour called Green River, which I'm trying to imagine how anybody could have marketed something along those terms as far as drinkability goes. Anyway, one of the great tracks from Creedence Clearwater Revival, Green River. We started out with Eastside Kids. I thought those two, like a wine and cheese pairing, went really well together. Take a Look in the Mirror from 1968. And if you haven't heard the Fading Yellow series, I don't know how easy they are to track down, but look them up, because there's, as I said, some incredible songs sort of hidden away there. And if you love things like The Left Bank and The Zombies, it's more of that, less of the garage, more of the, as I said, Baroque pop stylings that appear on those particular compilations. This is Chimes, heard first on 2SER and right around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. This is a label, I'm going to play a track from a label that when I first heard it, I predicted really wonderful things for it, and then I totally fell out of knowing what happened to it. The label's called Fortuna Pop and has recently celebrated 25 years of existence, and totally took as inspiration the wonderful releases that came out on Sarah Records or the Postcard imprint from the 80s or from the US, the likes of Kay Records. And this compilation called Coffee Coffee, which was the second release on that label, I remember saying to someone, this label's going to be huge. Well, I remember years later thinking that wasn't the case. But in an article that came out in The Guardian a couple of years ago, it reveals the importance that this little label has had, giving birth to the likes of Joanna Gruson. It gave the big push for Pain's Being Pure at Heart in the UK, and also supported such great artists such as Comet Gain, Wave Pictures, and Darren Heyman. That first EP called Coffee Coffee featured the likes of Airport Girl, International Strike Force, Taking Pictures. All these songs were just really great indie pop, but this one I particularly loved for its fuzziness. This is Kooky Monster and Ordinary Love Song. We'll be right back. is a wonderful slice of dreamy pop from a duo out of Charleston, South Carolina. They're called Tape Waves, from an early EP of the same name. Their most recent effort, an album from 2018 called Distant Light. But that, as I said, just a wonderful slice of dreamy pop. A great way to close the program, the opening track from their first EP, Drifting, from Tape Waves. And from 1997, the sounds of Kooky Monster and the track Ordinary Love Song that came out on the Fortuna Pop second slice of vinyl, Coffee EP. You've been listening to Chimes. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the program. Don't forget you can listen again online at 2SER.com. Don't forget you can get in touch. My email, chimes@2SER.com. I'm Paul Gough. Stay listening, because next up is the excellent Stuart Coop and Dirt Music.